The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld Judge J. Garvin Murtha's ruling that invalidated two Vermont statutes pertaining to Vermont Yankee. It upheld that Act 74 and Act 160 are preempted by the Atomic Energy Act, thus allowing the nuclear plant to continue operating. The plant's future has already been the subject of fierce debate for years. Vermont Law School professor Cheryl Hanna says the decision is not a huge surprise.
The most important part of the decision, of course, is that three judges on the Second Circuit just affirmed that when you examine all of the evidence, it was clear that the legislature was primarily motivated by safety concerns when it passed the two laws which were intended to shut down Vermont Yankee, and that is preempted by federal law. They also took the legislature to task a little bit, saying it tried to mask what were really safety concerns with other things that weren't really plausible.
State officials, including Governor Peter Shumlin, are disappointed with the decision, but they also note that the ruling does not halt the ongoing review of the reactor's operations by the State Public Service Board. Vermont Public Service Department Deputy Commissioner Darren Springer explains that is a key element of the decision.
There are certain aspects that we might strongly disagree with in terms of the result, but we're still confident in the Public Service Board process. The board has an ongoing proceeding right now related to the state certificate of public good for Entergy to continue to operate. That process, in part because of the ruling, will continue to go forward.
The Second Circuit Court agreed with the District Court that the state legislature's primary intent when it passed Act 160, which would require legislative rather than Public Service Board approval for the reactor's state license, was radiological safety, even though that falls under federal jurisdiction. Vermont Public Interest Research Group Executive Director Paul Burns says that is a disservice to those who have significant concerns about the nuclear plant.
It just is absurd that the court would suggest that never shall that word escape a legislator's lips if they want the legislation to hold up in court. The court should be looking at the entire record and what the legislation itself actually says. And if the court had done that in this case, I think they would have found plenty of rationale to uphold the laws that the Vermont legislators passed.
Ethan Allen Institute Energy Education Project Director Meredith Angwin calls the decision fair in echoing the lower court ruling and is more optimistic about the future of Vermont Yankee.
I think the Public Service Board is always a wild card. How much are they going to actually look at things like economics, and how much are they going to look at the charge being led by the Department of Public Service under Governor Shumlin's direction? This is a signal victory where they basically said, yes, you were trying to regulate on safety, and Judge Murtha was right. He was very right. And so that makes me more optimistic.
Entergy Vermont Yankee spokesman Jim Sinclair noted that the company has released a short statement in response to the decision.
We've felt strongly for a long time now that the state of Vermont's Act 74 and Act 160 were preempted by federal law. And obviously, we're very pleased with the court's decision.
Sinclair adds,
we'll continue to work on the certificate of public good process with the Public Service Board.
The Public Service Board is now the focus in the debate over the nuclear plant. And the Vermont Law School's Cheryl Hanna notes that is where the next significant legal questions will arise.
Keep in mind, if the PSB grants a certificate of public good, the state can appeal that decision. And then, of course, if they lose, Yankee could appeal. So we're still a long way from the final answer to this question.
The decision reversed the lower court ruling that found the state imposed an unconstitutional restriction on the sale of power by the plant. That was the basis for Entergy's claim that Vermont owed nearly $5 million in legal fees to the company. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.